If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
Another confirmed multimedia production.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
The Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. I'm back. I'm with a special guest. I got Poison with two eyes.
Yes.
Two eyes. Welcome to the set.
Thank you for having me. Feel good.
That's what's up.
It's couch comfortable.
Really? Everybody say it. Couch is comfortable.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what we strive for. Make everybody comfortable, you know, right at home.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing music?
I got the story everybody has, I guess, you know. Grew up in church, musical home.
Yeah.
My mom sings. My sister is a professional drummer.
Yeah.
You know, stepfather, bass, guitar, always had a music room. And I fell in love with music at that point, just growing up being around music pretty much every day of my life.
I see. Like you said, everybody had a hand in music.
Yeah.
So you're from Queens, right?
Big Queens.
You got a place for known for producing legends. How did growing up there shape your sound and your identity as an artist?
Oh, that's interesting because the Queens is... This home is an interesting place. I always say we get the best of both worlds because it's a bit suburban, but it's still hood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we get some grass, but we still got the grit, you know? Therefore, I was able to experience both ends of the spectrum, you know? Just Queens get the money, the fly shit. Can I curse you?
Yeah,
the fly shit. And then also the real shit, the raw shit, you know? The cold nights waiting for a bus. You got to think about your life and the decisions you're making. We still got that, but still got the calm, the cool energy.
So is that like a real thing? Is that like, you know, people rap Brooklyn, Harlem? Like, is that a real, not beat? Yeah. Is that like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, they took me to the station earlier today and everybody puffing their chest from where they from. So, yeah. I'm like, I'm from Queens. I'm from Harlem. But it's all love. I feel like it's New York. It's New York.
Right. Your music blends melodic, hip-hop, Latino rap, and R&B. When did you realize your sound didn't fit in just in one lane? Like,
what did I realize? Just trying to place it. You're trying to place where I sound. I'm like, you know, I'm listening to myself. I'm genre blending. I'm not just hardcore rapping, but I'm not really the best vocalist. You know, there's a million better singers than I am. So when you ask yourself those questions, you can't really put yourself in one space. I'm not Adele and not Weezy, you know. I'm me. I'm a mixture of all those things, all those influences.
So what were some of your influences growing up? Speaking of the versatile.
This is again, duality, like different spectrums, like left and all the way right. Like I love Madonna, but I love Tupac. You know, I love Lil Wayne, but I love Kali Uchi. You know, I like NBA YoungBoy, but I'm going to listen to Sade. So just those two different sides.
That's what's up. So what's in your deck right now? What's currently in your... What'd you listen to on the ride over?
I mean, yesterday I was listening to Lil Wayne, and then I was listening to Linkin Park, and then I listened to Kali Uchi almost every day of my life. So, like I said,
Kali Uchi, I ain't hip to him.
It's a female artist. Check her out. Very beautiful music, peaceful. I usually listen to it before I perform. Keeps me calm. Yeah, I think she's dating Don Toliver. She's a Latin woman. She's beautiful music.
So would you say female artists are on the rise? Because I see, like, females are running.
It's a great time to be a woman.
It is.
It's a great time to be a woman. It's a lot of... what's the name of the song, Ariana? God is a Woman. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's very much so that era right now. It's a great time to be a woman. We're doing phenomenal things out here from... producers, directors, and look at Issa Rae, and just these groundbreaking artists doing amazing things. We have iconic women right now.
Right.
We almost had a woman president, so.
Yeah, amazing. So who would you say, if you could do a track with anybody, any artist, who would it be? Like dead or alive, past or present?
That question is always so interesting. I'd say I'd love to work with Tupac. I'd love to work with Madonna, like classic purposes. I'd love to do a song with No Cap. I like No Cap. I like Boozy.
Mm-hmm.
I like this female singer from London called Jeremy. I like NBA Youngboy. Mm-hmm.
You sound like me. I got a wide palette of music, too. I'm Mariah the Scientist. Then I'm listening to Benny the Butcher. And, you know, okay. Andre 3K.
Okay.
I got a real wide palette of music.
You understand it? Like,
yeah, I understand. Completely understand.
Sometimes you might be on your trail vibes, and sometimes you calm and focus and just need something to balance you out.
I just did my YouTube music recap. It was my top five artists was Mariah the Scientist, Benny the Butcher, Drake, Rod Wave, and Elton John. That's a hell of a top five.
That's Rod Wave is dope too.
Mm-hmm.
We got to add Poison to that one next year, so that's happening.
There you go. So you opened up for 50 Cent, you toured with Shorty Shorty, and you hit cities with Kevin Gates.
For sure.
Which tour taught you the most and why?
I feel like each tour taught me something different. Being around Shorty Shorty was super inspiring because I got to see firsthand, like, you can really take care of yourself through your art. You can be, you can have partnerships and be independent and
you mean
good.
Take care of yourself, like financially, like,
it's a real thing. This is a real thing. Like, you can come from Baltimore and find your people on the West Coast and bloom and really do your thing. Like, it don't matter. Like, this is a real thing. It taught me that.
So what was your favorite city? Our favorite performance, per se, and why was it?
I'd have to say it was here in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, on the Kevin Gates tour. That's why I came back.
That's what, man. Shout out to Lexington, man.
Lexington showed a lot of love. I sold the most merch here. Like, they showed a lot of love.
That's amazing.
Connected with the people here, for sure.
Well, so that brings you back. So what you got? So how's the city been treating you since you came back?
I'm happy, man. I'm having a good time. I'm with my people who's moving around, doing my runs, connecting with the DJs, and just following what God is telling me to do.
Do you got any performances lined up here?
We're doing some hostings, and then we'll have some shows coming up. So as soon as we find out, we'll let you know so you can come pop out. Come see this magic in person.
Real talk, I got to, man. Your musical journey, you said your musical journey started in church, playing the drums at eight years old.
My sister was a drummer, so.
Your sister was a drummer, okay. What impact did those early church moments have to your creativity today?
Come on, man. You know, everything with soul come from church.
It does.
You know, the pain, the vulnerability, it comes from church. So I come from that environment. You know, it's not always a positive thing, but sometimes, you know, our family, our mothers, our great-grandmothers, our grandmothers, we taught sometimes to maybe, what's the term that I'm looking for? When everything is, every issue that you have, you kind of just push it into church sometimes, which is not always a good thing, but it also teaches you to express and just be vulnerable and just put it all into the church, the singing, and there's a word called saogate, which means is like kind of just take everything that's inside of you and just kind of like pour it out. So, yeah, that comes from church. That vulnerability comes from church.
I heard it like the accent, like the foreign accent. Like, what was you, like, what is your ethnicity?
Dominican, that's DR.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yes.
You was performing and early on school stages in fifth grade. What do you remember most from those early performances?
I was goofy. It was goofy. I was having a good time. No, but even from those times, I just knew that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life. Somewhere in my journey in the middle, I got kind of lost, maybe got caught up too much in, like, chasing the vanities, the monies, the lust, the fun, the this focus. But I always found my way back to music, and it just reminded me from even like the first time that I heard music and I was leaning on to music and I fell in love with it. So it just always comes back. The love always comes back.
So would you say music is like a big part of your mental health?
Yeah, it's therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It probably saved me.
Really? Saved you from like?
I mean.
Streets or, you know.
Yeah, you know, from streets, the partying, the getting too lit, the, you know, I didn't find myself in crazy situations that you had to change my direction.
Got you. So what's your favorite part of being an artist? Is it performing, writing, recording, press runs? Like, what's your favorite?
I think it's connecting with people, like inspiring people. And I can feel it's a unique connection, is a unique love when somebody gets introduced to my music or my brand or just me as a personality. I can feel the love between us. It's kind of interesting. And I think that's my favorite part. It's like, shit, if nobody loves me, they gonna love me. So those is my loves.
That's what's up. So when did you like growing up, when did you like you first realize you had something? Like when was that moment? You know, whether it being
I've always been charismatic.
Yeah.
I've always been charismatic. But in 2016, when I was at the studio with my boy, and we did a song called Pills for the Pain, and it was just so dope, and then it went viral, and then I was just like, oh, I'm nice. Right. I can really do this.
On SoundCloud?
Yeah.
SoundCloud was a good era.
Shout out to SoundCloud. My people's over there, man. I like SoundCloud.
I love SoundCloud.
It's still one of the platforms that you can just put out whatever on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, like all the DSPs is like everything has to be so perfect, cleared out. SoundCloud, you can still be creative, still be an artist. And even if you're not trying to monetize, you can still just put your art out there. So that's what I love about SoundCloud.
I just watched the Bryson Tiller interview on Drink Champs, and he said the same thing. He loves SoundCloud.
Oh, wow.
Just for the same reason. Like, you can just be raw. You got,
yeah, it's needed sometimes, you know? Everything don't got to be so robotic.
Both of your EPs, Pretty in Pain.
Pretty Pain.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'll just butcher that. Pretty Pain.
And Love Money. It was
Love Money Art show a dual side of you. Which project felt more personal?
That's a good question. Both of them, because when I did Love Money Art, I had to kind of like switch some songs out because it was too personal. I'm like, okay, I got to open this up for the people that don't know me. Just throw some head knockers in there so you can have some of the vibe too.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Pretty Pain too. I'm like, oh, I got to switch out two songs. It's too melodic, too sad. So both of them had about half and half, both of them.
So did you trash? I know you didn't trash the songs. Like, did you just stuff them away? Or have you since released them?
Well, I stuffed and trashed whatever songs didn't make it. I create all the time. I have a lot of music on the way.
Oh, okay. So when is your next drop? Like, when is the...
January. I'm dropping La Madrina Volume 2, which is a series mixtape that I do.
Uh-huh.
I did Volume 1 and now I did Volume 2 and then I redid it again. I took too long to drop it. So this is Volume 2.5, but it's really 2.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I'm dropping it in January. Got some good records on it, some good remixes. Just showing my versatility, you know?
I can't wait. Do you got any features on there?
Nah, just me for this.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Your music is described as vulnerable, yet bold, feminine with a little street edge. How do you balance those two sides of yourself?
It's funny. It just happens effortlessly, you know, organically, because it's really who I am. I am soft. I am aggressive, but I'm still girly. And it just comes out from within. There's no balance.
If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
Who would you like to work with in the industry? And who is your favorite person to collab with so far?
I said earlier, I mean, I'd love to work with like a No Cap. I like Lo Shimmy right now. I like a lot of New Orleans artists.
Uh-huh.
They like the melodic and the raw, vulnerable, that soul, that I like that sound. Of course, I like Kali Uchi, like I told you earlier, and with Jeremy. I get into some modeling, some acting, like Issa Rae. I'm trying to meet Issa Rae or something. I don't know. Right. Maybe get one of them power shows or something.
There you go. Alex Fifth.
I'm big on fashion, so yeah, that's what I'm manifesting.
So do you dress yourself or do you got a personal stylist?
I dress myself.
That's what's up. This is all her drip, all 100% authentic.
As a touring artist, what's the biggest lesson you learned about connecting with a live audience?
There's no other feeling like it. This indescribable. It's like recycling energy, and you really inspire people, and that's what it's about. You know, it's no feeling like seeing somebody smile. And like I said, my music is vulnerable. So I could tell when somebody is listening to me and they're like, it hurts. I feel it. I understand. Like, and then it's like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, you with me. Yeah, you Ivy League now. It's up, you know, so ain't no other feeling.
That's amazing. You built a dedicated fan base. When did you first realized people was resonating with your message?
When I did Pills for the Pain, people were like DMing me about, oh, you helped me get through my depression. I was suicidal. This song helped me. I was like, okay, this is rewarding.
It is. So describe that song. Like, what was it like? I guess it's about Pills for Pain. But like,
yeah, basically, the hook said, Pills for the Pain on a sunny day. I don't know what love is. It just fade away. White lines in the nighttime make me feel all right. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta check it out. So if who is your Mount Rushmore of New York rappers? Musicians, per se.
Wait, what you said? Repeat that.
Why did you giggle? But your Mount Rushmore of your New York artists. Our musicians, rappers.
What does that mean? Who I like?
Yeah, you got top, like your all, like your, like the GOAT.
Okay,
like.
I mean, I love 50. I'm from Queens. Like, I love 50. I feel like early 50, like, just that hunger, that drive, that dog, you know? Like, got shot and came back, crazy story. Like, yeah. And then super brilliant entrepreneur with, he just opened up his own studio in New Orleans. Wow, like.
Movie studio, talent.
Amazing. This is changing, shifting the culture, employing people, just being fearless, like.
Do you imagine how big he was? Huge when he first released. Just imagine how big he would be if he had social media. He had games, clothing lines, shoes.
Different. His body different.
Within a couple years, yeah. Shout out to Fifth, man. Do you think he goes overboard with the trolling? You think he's kind of
what he want? That man lit.
Yeah.
That man has contributed to the culture for being himself. Why would he change?
Right? So that's one.
I'm Nikki, of course. Like, I'm a Queens girl. Like, you said, you didn't say specifically the Queens, but
ain't no wrong with doing all Queens. Yeah,
Queens, Cardi, like, these are women who are doing dope things. Like, Cardi's a Latin woman as well. Like, changing the culture, doing what she want, being iconic, coming from the mud. Who else from New York?
No, Nas.
Nas.
That's my favorite rapper of all time.
Yeah.
Love Nas.
Well, I realize I don't listen to that many New York artists.
Mm-hmm. But it could have been, well, I should have opened up the question.
No. I mean, people ask that, but I don't listen to a lot of New York artists.
Nick? Your upcoming project, La Madrina, is bilingual, correct?
I have some songs in there where I'm sprinkling some Spanish stuff.
What made you want to, you know?
Everybody's been telling me to do it for a minute. It wasn't the right time, and just right now feels like the right time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's being done well. People are, you know, are receiving it well. So I'm excited to do more, be more, show more, you know?
So who's your listening party? Is it like a certain type of, you know, not so much a party, like who's your, you said people's, got good. It ain't released yet, and people have heard it. Like, so who's your?
Oh, I mean, I'm outside, so I'm gonna test it out. Like, I'm gonna test it out with my friends. I'm gonna test it out with just different types of people. Like, I might be with some different kind of people. Might be with the baddies. Might be with corporates. Might be, you know, I'm gonna test it out. We gonna play it, see how people feel, and I can always tell. I can always gauge, you know, how they feeling. Your body tells you,
right?
You know when you listen to something,
right?
And you're like, yo, this is mid, and you still say it's dope, cause y'all be trying to keep it cool, but the your body shows, it oozes, like you can feel it. Like some people don't like to let people down. I don't have no issues in that department,
right?
If anything, people meet me and they might not. They can't really pinpoint probably what direction is this girl going in. And then when they listen to it, they're like, oh, okay, this is actually really good. What you got going on?
So these sessions like in the car, like in, you know, in the room, on the Bluetooth?
We'll go on the car. We'll be in the studio. We'll be in our crib and a loft. And we in a club and we know the DJ. We're going to test it out. The world is my stomping ground.
That's what's up. The project includes reimagined covers over some iconic hip-hop beats, which...
That's like Madrina. It's a mixtape. Like,
right.
Just like Wayne was doing No Ceilings and stuff like that. This is, like, calm down. I'm coming with a project. Give me a couple months. That's all.
Right. So, which classic beat was you most excited to flip?
I did Win Legit. That's G Herbo. That beat, crazy. Mm-hmm.
It is. I just realized what that sample was from, like...
Yeah,
I was late, and I was like, yeah. Damn, this here is clear as shit, because my homie's from Chicago. He's a big Kanye fan. He pointed out the...
Beat crazy, too,
Cole. I fuck with Herbo. Herbo's like, a lot of... I love Herbo, man.
Yeah, me too. I like him, too, as a rapper. Uh-huh. I like him. I would love to do a song with Herbo a lot. He's one of those raw, vulnerable artists, and he got an interesting style of rapping.
So have you ever got, like, a request from to work from an artist that, like, surprised you? Like, damn, like, this person know who I am? Like, do you ever got that?
Yeah, I mean, when I meet people and they already say, yeah, I know what's going on, or even if they don't know me, and the way they greet me is just like a certain kind of energy, a certain respect, and I like to be respected. I like to, you know.
So have you ever like turned down a feature or turned down the like time?
Yeah.
Because like bad energy or you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, in my DMs, it could be people offering, yo, I need a feature. Sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I throw it off with the accent. Do you have a budget? But then there is a budget. And then it's like, you know, some you just got to be honest. Like, it's not fitting my energy. I'm good. All money ain't good money. All vibes ain't good vibes.
Right. You got to turn down, you know, I agree with that. All money ain't good money.
If it ain't a line, I'm good.
If it ain't a who?
If it's no alignment.
Alignment, okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. I'm too hard to play with my brand.
I turn down some people too. Like, so if the vibe ain't there, energy's off, buddy, I can't.
Well, thank you for having me here in your space.
I
appreciate the link up.
I appreciate that.
Sharing your platform.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Sherry. You know, yeah. I appreciate the, you know, stopping by. So looking ahead to 2026, what do you want fans to feel? When you hear this next era of...
I want them to feel like, yeah, she's here, Tom. Because I know a lot of people rooting for me. I was getting a lot of business affairs in order, finding myself. It was just a lot going on. And next year, I want them to just be as proud for me as I am of myself. So I'm excited. I want them to just be like, yeah, she's arrived.
It seemed like you your biggest supporter. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, but you got so much confidence. That's scary. That's amazing. Like,
I mean, I've been lit in my own world for you know. I'm thankful to God. I've been able to experience things that an average person hasn't.
Right.
So I've lived a lit life. So yeah, I'm gonna be confident. I'm her.
There you go. So how do you feel? So how do you feel about like how do you deal with people to try to dim your light or try to? You know.
Honestly, I don't even try to fight them. I was reading this book. No, I'm lying. Mm-hmm. I was listening to this documentary, this audio book, Dame Dash, and Culture Vultures. And he said in one of the audio, I was listening to one of the audios, and it's like a confidence. You have to be okay with being the second person, the second littest person in the room. It doesn't make you any less of a person. You have to have that much confidence to know that you know what, yeah, she got a million more followers than me, or she did this, this, and that, but I'm still in the room. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean my time won't come, or it's not almost here, or it doesn't mean anything. Like, I feel like that's a... So people do, you know, they might try to dim my light, or I don't even pay attention to it. If anything, it just makes me a threat. And I'm going to let you dim my light, because I know how to move. Like, I'm going to just be calm. I'm going to let you think I'm that. And then I'm going to do what I have to do. It's going to get done regardless. I done carried... I got lit friends. I done been the plus three trying to get in. And, you know, everybody put in that work. I done held the DJ bag. Like, yeah, I'm with Thump. But now we backstage. We lit. Everybody did. That's the growing pains. Like, it's okay. When you know you lit, it's okay. Just wait your turn. Like... You want dim my light? I'm. You think that? Cool. I got you. I won't forget. It's gonna be okay.
So, do you look back and like where you started at and where you're at now? Like, amazed of how far you've gone.
Of course. I posted yesterday in my close friends. Consistency will surprise you, because the changes will happen and you don't even realize they're happening. And it's like, just little by little, I'm seeing the changes. Sometimes I'm walking in my own...
Big and lazy.
I could be in the middle of somewhere in America and somebody's going to say, oh, I know I've seen you, or I know you are. I seen you on the radar in another country. Mm-hmm. Or something. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's up.
What's up, man? It's up. So what do you got planned in the near future, like, for your fans? Where do you get out of here?
What I have planned is a lot of art, a lot of good-looking fits. Mm-hmm. shifting the energy. I'm just going to go super, super, super hard, super intentional. A lot of new music, a lot of collaborations, entrepreneurship. Just a lot of dope shit. Expect that.
So you ever thought about dropping your own merch? Like dropping like
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did some merch. I did a series of merch when I was on that tour. Mm-hmm. Then later on, you know, even yesterday, like, she's like, oh, I want to support you. I want to get some merch. Something I got to put on my to-do list. But yeah. I don't want to rush it, because I want it to be done right. But I'm not just going to take my time with it. I'm not going to be that kind of artist either, you know? Right. So it's on the way.
That's amazing. Thank you for stopping by the Big and Lazy Podcast. You can follow me on IG, Big and Lazy Pod.
You can find me on Instagram, Poison with Two Eyes. Lit and comfortable right now on this couch.
Everybody said the couch is comfortable. I don't know. I haven't felt comfortable with couches. Maybe I'm not on that side.
Yeah, I'm cozy right now.
Gotta switch the cushions around.
Mm-mm.
And we're gonna fall in it just like that.
Yes, sir.
Been late.
Another confirmed multimedia production. Confirmed. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. It was something good to eat. It was something good to watch.